I haven't said anything yet. All right. Good afternoon, everybody. This is a front-end journey back to Rails, or how I learned to stop worrying and love the hot wire. This is a story of how I strayed really, really far from what you'd call vanilla Rails, as far as building UIs goes, and got slightly fed up, and then came back, discovered that changed a lot, and was really impressed with what I saw, and now I love it. So, a bit of a backstory. I discovered Ruby on Rails in 2010, just as V3 had come out. I happily avoided the V2 merge kerfuffle, if anybody remembers. I started working professionally in Rails in 2012, and in the last, 12 years, sorry, bad at math. I've worked in very different contexts, agency, as a freelance, and now in a product company, which is called NodalView, where we help real estate professionals become even better real estate professionals with a lot of digital tools. In my spare time, I play tabletop RPGs a lot. I mentioned it, one, because it's a hobby that also lends itself to potentially infinite complexity, and also because it will be relevant later for the demo app that I'm going to show you, because it is about managing the infinite complexity of playing tabletop RPGs. So, Rails. Across the years, Rails, as at least the front-end part of Rails, has changed a lot. We've gone through a lot of iterations of trying stuff, following the front-end guys, importing technologies, trying them, and then changing completely 18 months later. We could say it's been somewhat chaotic. So we've had a few attempts. please raise your hand if you felt 5 of these across your career. All right, yes. All of them, keep your hand up. All right. So this is pretty much the trajectory that I followed. Maybe not quite all of them. Or maybe yes. I'm not sure anymore. It's just a blur, really. After all of this, so circa 2015, 2016, I kind of settled with React as a choice for front-end in a Rails app. And it started relatively soft, like small bits of React, small React component, loading a small tree in a page that's still Rails. But that did not last long. Quickly gone to entire page. And then, we're loading the data and then rendering a Rails view and then rendering React again. So, might as well fetch the data directly from React. That would be easier. And we tried with REST, and you know what happened. What happens when you try to do an API with REST? Lots of controllers. So there might be something simpler. And then that's when GraphQL revealed itself. Brings also a lot of complexity. Anyone using GraphQL professionally right now? Yeah. We're still, using Rails routing. We're still using Rails a little bit. Might as well. So we introduce React Router, client-side routing in one shape or form. And, we're straying further and further away from React until we're kind of managing two applications in a single code base. And it's got some upsides. It's really good. It gives us excellent UI fidelity, as we like to say. It's really good for delighting users and clients. It's really what we want as a result, but it comes at a huge cost. It essentially means you need to know two jobs if you need to shape a feature. And around that time, I I tried looking at ways to make that easier. And this was also the era where React meta frameworks started coming out. One of them was and still is Next.js, which is kind of similar to Rails. It's very opinionated. It's got a lot of defaults. It does a lot of things for you. It does a lot of great stuff, but it doesn't really solve the problem. We're still managing two stacks at once. We still need to have people that are very proficient in either or Rails or React or whatever framework we're using, or both, ideally, if you want to be efficient about it. And I still felt like a bit torn apart in the one job that I like to do well, and I'm doing two jobs slightly less well. So we're now around beginning of last year, and it's time for a choice. I don't feel as a developer I can keep on like this, having one foot in the Rails world and the Ruby world and the other foot in the JS world. It's very uncomfortable. So I made a decision. I was gonna try one or the other, but not both at the same time. And since I'm a very optimistic person, I tried the least likely candidate first. So I tried to build an application, an entire full stack application using only Next.js, no backend, no API, no a lot of stuff. And I quickly realized that it was going to be harder than I thought. I was missing a lot of things daily, constantly. I hadn't realized how much Rails and Ruby gave me until I started dearly missing it. And there wasn't a single day where I wasn't telling myself, yeah, I'm going to need Rails to do this at some point. And then that's true. It wasn't a happy experience, to be honest. as you can see on my face. I was missing a lot of features. Next.js doesn't have an ORM, or we have Active Record. It's not that it has a bad one. It doesn't have one altogether. Doesn't do background jobs. Doesn't do file uploads by default. Deploy anywhere is, you know, it's kind of a joke. Like, you can deploy your Next.js application everywhere, but you should really deploy it on Vercel if you want to make it good. And also, it's not in Ruby. This is half a joke, and also not. When you've been writing Ruby for more than 10 years, you don't realize how much you're going to miss the methods in enumerable until you don't have them. And that's the same thing for a lot of cool APIs. While I was doing that, the React ecosystem was changing a lot very quick. Rails had historically been the frameworks for building single page apps, until it wasn't. The industry took a nosedive into the complete opposite direction with something that they called server components. It's really hard to, it's a talk in itself. I'm not going to go into details, but so now the code is written on the server, then it executes against on the client, but not all of it, just the one you mark use server, but the one you mark use client is only on the client, but not really. So it's complex. And yeah, it started getting, first of all, very exhausting, but also kind of weird. I don't know if you can read the content of this React component, but I don't know. So for everybody at the back and at home, this is an SQL query right in the middle of the React component. I'm not sure how it makes me feel, but it's not good. So, second attempt. Yeah, kind of obvious in hindsight. I was still doing Rails at work every day, so I was constantly reminded of how much better it was. So this time I tried, I'm going to do it with only Rails. Time to see what's new in the front-end part of Rails. And the goal was, I wanted to use Rails, like all of Rails, without sacrificing either the quality of the UI, the quality of the experience for the user, and the quality of the experience for me. So that means that I still want all that. So everything that I had gotten used to from the few years of React, obviously component, but all the cool features and all the, more importantly, all the UI features that a user would expect. I can't legitimately tell a user, well, you know,